20th August 2020. Again, reading of Ezechiel. This time I will not read it because I did it already and will come directly to the reflections. First, I will cite a person, Antanas Mycena. He said, 1954, "The duty arises not to trust everyone, but to test the spirits," as it's written in 1 John 4:1, "and to unmask the maskedness of the time." These and the following considerations for me should help to make Lucifer's attempts at deception transparent, as he certainly wants to take possession of the current pandemic in order to use it for its own interests. The faithful, however, who are firmly attached to the Lord can consciously take up their position as children of light in the spiritual battle, in order not only to avoid the pitfalls of Satan and the flock of the Lamb, but to recognize and unmask his masks, but also to go over the counterattack through their union with Christ. Even if Satan gives himself as omnipotent, he is not, but has already been overcome in principle by our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the time, he will be thrown into the lake of the fire. Until there is still the time of the right struggle, which must be waged by spiritual means. As members of the militant church, as we are, we fight under the guidance and assistance of the heavenly church and with the support of the sovereign church. Let us choose Saint Joan of Arc, Jeanne d'Arc, as a patroness of the struggle. Since a few months, we see a changed life situation for many people on earth. The fear of the spread of the virus COVID-19 is dominating public life and has led to measures which have considerably restricted the freedom we are used to in many countries. The street scene has changed. You can see now people trying to protect themselves and others with masks. Safety distances have to be maintained. Police are used to monitor safety regulations, and every day their media reports the number of new infections and deaths. Churches have been closed. For months there were no public holy masses. St. Peter's Square in Rome was empty, and great fears are being voiced again and again that the economy will suffer the greatest damage and further consequences will follow. For the faithful it was a shock to be excluded from the celebration of the Holy Mass for months and then to be able to participate in the service only under certain safety regulations. In some places even masks are prescribed during the service and only hand communion is tributed, which for many believers means a serious interference in their religious practice, apart from the alienation that such measures cause in the holy rooms of a church, and some may even consider this as a desacralization of the churches. What is striking about this coronavirus event is both the speed with which measures against the virus spread worldwide and the fact that, with very few exceptions, the same means were used everywhere to ward off this pandemic. This happened mostly after the example of Wuhan in China, where, according to previous knowledge, the virus first spread. A bizarre picture emerges to which, in its absurdity, one should by no means get used to. People behind masks, fear of a virus determines to a large extent life. Almost everything is subordinated to the protection against this virus, and as a German politician said publicly at the beginning of the epidemic, we are all in the grip of the COVID virus. A threatening and alien scenario. As a believing person, you ask what this whole event looks like before God. Why did he allow this plague, be it the plague itself, and the often degrading, alienating measures? Everyone who knows my speeches or knows me better is aware that I see a connection between the grave sins in this world, namely the violations of the commandments of God, and the coming of this event. But there are not only aberrations in the world from God's ways. Also in our church, errors are spreading, which considerably weaken the spiritual power and give Lucifer the opportunity to confuse the faithful and to want to rob the church of her prophetic power. In this crisis, only a few courageous prelates from the side of the hierarchy give instructions to the people of God. Therefore, in this situation, the flock of the Lamb must rely entirely on God, hold fast to the words of sacred scripture, and follow the clear, unambitious, authentic teaching of the church. If the heart remains firmly rooted in God and relies on the intercessions and help of Our Lady, it will be possible not to be deceived by the subtle works of Lucifer's delusions. God will not leave his own without instruction. It is necessary to be very vigilant when powers of darkness try to instrumentalize this present situation for their intention to harm people. It is not about to find out the depth of Satan and so perhaps succumb to a hidden fascination. No, we need a clear light from God on how we as believers have to assess the situation in order to deal with it properly. When the Lord warns us of threatening events, for instance in the Apocalypse or in corresponding passages of the Gospel, he does not want to create fear, but rather to make us watchful and concentrated to him. The same applies to authentic apparitions of Our Lady, which are often accompanied by clear instruction on what to do, for example Fatima, in order to avert or reduce evil. In addition, there are calls for acts of atonement and so on. Spreading fear, on the other hand, would please Lucifer only too well, because then he can more easily put his intentions into practice. Therefore, if fear goes beyond the level of justified caution, it is a dangerous gateway for the powers of delusions with regard to the pandemic. The first and most decisive step in the fight against Luciferian abuse of the pandemic is to enter into a serious, open dialogue with God, our Father, about the present situation. In the biblical context, plagues of this kind have always been a call to conversion, a call to change one's life, a return to the commandments of God. They were and they are permissions of God, so that people remember God again and return home from lostness and also experience the consequences of wrong ways. This is no different today. For believers, this means deepening their own conversion and thus taking responsibility for those who have not yet woken up, are still moving in the night of sin, or have fallen into error. If we do not include this dimension, then we are already subject to the first deception. Indeed, if we consider this process of the pandemic only from within the world, purely naturally, as a nature's revenge or similar considerations, then there will be no key of understanding the present situation. It remains in the dark and therefore in a sphere that Lucifer is comfortable with, because he can then appear hidden and nestle in all kinds of erroneous attempts at interpretation or initiate them himself. If in this crisis we would in a certain way separate God, so to speak, as if our Heavenly Father had nothing to do with it or did not care about it, we would voluntarily deprive ourselves of that sovereignty of interpretation that should actually be communicated to the people through a prophetic voice of the Church in order to show them the God-given way. Therefore, a conclusion. The pandemic must be placed in the light of God that we can receive the right instruction.
Today we hear a penance acclamation that says, "Spare, O Lord, spare your people, do not be angry with us forever."
Ne iras caris Domine, ne ultra me mineris iniquitatis, ecce civitas sancti facta est deserta, Sion deserta facta est, Jerusalem desolata est, Domus sanctificationis tue et glorie tue, ubi laudaverunt te, Patres nostri.